You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Stacy. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah, I'm pulled over on the side of the road currently.
Very good.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask if you were in need of roadside assistance then.
Yeah, I mean, I might possibly need a tow out of here. I did not, like, because my car just kind of went kapooky.
Oh, understood.
I don't know. It won't start and won't move.
Definitely sounds like you are in need of a tow then. Can I get your first name, please?
Jennifer Mac, or Jennifer.
And a phone number for contact, please.
484-719-6978. Do I, like, since I have this number, like, on my app, like, does that mean I have roadside assistance with you guys?
Not necessarily, but I can see if I can pull up a policy for you.
Okay, I'm just hoping that, like, I was hoping I already had it, like, or something. That way it's covered, I don't know.
I'll certainly check and see. I'll let you know what we're covered, what you're covered for. Do you want to receive text message updates? If you do get the service, this would have the provider's ETA, so you'd know when he's going to arrive.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Sure.
Very good. Okay. One moment. Let's see if it'll pull up an account for me. It did pull up a policy for me. For security, can you verify the address on your policy, please?
Yeah, 4769 Sheep Rock Road, Macungie, PA, 18062.
Thank you. And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
A Buick 2002 LeSabre.
What color?
Goldish. Gold.
Okay. And did it shut off while you were driving, or did it just not start?
Yeah. It was, there was a voltage thing lit up, like, yesterday or whatever, and somebody said that I might possibly need a new alternator, so I ordered the alternator part, but then when I was coming back home, and then, like, all the lights started flashing, and it was, like, going bing, 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 and then I pulled over, and then I was trying to get into, like, into the business's parking lot, and it just, it just died.
Just
I was
shut
like,
off.
But I was at least able to get off the side of the road.
Definitely.
Yeah. And my friend is coming to look at it, but I don't believe he does not have a tow truck, but he just pulled up right now. I don't think it's going to be anything simple to just drive away.
Right.
From,
and even if it is your alternator, you wouldn't want to be driving with that because it can just shut off again. And that can be a very dangerous situation. So,
right.
Do you know if that's a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle?
It's a two-wheel drive, I guess, or is it an all-wheel? I don't even know. Oh, wait.
That's okay. All right.
I'm, like, locked in my own, there we go. I was on the phone with my insurance, because I might have roadside and, like, be able to get it towed or whatever. If I need.
It's all right. Put it up. Pop the hood.
Pop the hood? Okay. Because I am really, I didn't even turn them on. I tried to turn them on. And they wouldn't go on, and then it was like, and as soon as my car died, it went on by itself.
That's weird.
It is weird. But, okay, I'll pop it. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm still here, ma'am.
That's okay. And you weren't in an accident, correct?
Correct, I was not.
Okay, very good. And did you need to ride?
I'm super close to home. Like, I'm only, like, 2 miles, not even like maybe a mile from my house.
Okay, that's very good.
We might be able to get me home. Like, so I don't know if it was going to cost a lot of money for a tow. I might be able to just get.
You are actually covered for 15 miles.
Oh, okay, for free? Or I mean, with
yes,
my
ma'am.
Policy thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, sweet. Okay, okay, all right.
Did you want to go ahead and have the tow set up?
Can we wait like 2 minutes and see what my friend Ray says? Because he's like the guy that works on my car and stuff for me too. So
okay, there are a couple more questions. I can get those answered before we get it dispatched.
Yeah.
Okay. Will you? Do you need to ride with the vehicle?
That would be cool if I could. Probably. I mean, I don't need to. I could leave it here. My friend could probably drive me home now, but. Like, if the guy's going to come soon, I can wait with the vehicle and go with him. That'd be fine. Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
those are completely different questions. The first question is, will you be with the vehicle? If you are not going to be with the vehicle, you do have to leave the car unlocked, you have to leave the keys inside the vehicle, and you have to waive liability for any damage done to the vehicle while you're not present. So it is highly recommended that you do have somebody with the vehicle.
Yeah, understood.
Okay, yes, and then... Okay, very good. Then, did you need to ride with the vehicle? So, in some areas, due to COVID, providers are not allowing riders to go. So, that would depend on if we can find a provider for you. Did you still want the service if we cannot find a provider to take you?
That would give me a ride. Yeah, I can get a ride home then. I can get the vehicle and get a ride home. Need to.
All right.
Hold on one second,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we got ready. Start it. Okay. We're going to try and drive it home.
All right. Very good, ma'am. If you need help, give us a call back.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ray. All right. You're going to follow me home, and I'll call you back if I need to. All right.
All right. Very good. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.